With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. U.S. forces have stopped a second oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. forces stop a vessel off the coast of Venezuela Saturday for the second time in less than 2 weeks as President Trump continues to ramp up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The move was confirmed by two U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity and comes days after Trump announced a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers coming in and out of the South American country. Trump has demanded that Venezuela return assets that it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Michael Graham with the NTSB confirms one person aboard the plane crash that killed ex-NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and six others did send a text message about an emergency landing.
The NTSB is aware of one brief text from a passenger on board the aircraft to a family member that read, and I quote, "Emergency landing." Again, that's emergency landing. We are not aware of any other communications from passengers on board the aircraft to those on the ground.
Turning Point USA America Fest conference began on Thursday night with some stark public disagreements at the podium. Mrs. Erica Kirk lamented the division, speaking during her opening remarks.
When he was assassinated, we saw infighting. We've seen fractures. We've seen bridges being burned that shouldn't be burnt. We saw a lot on full display.
She went on to tell attendees that you embrace the differences. You won't agree with everyone. This is SRN News. Young men are worried about pornography. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to Pew Research Center. But a heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic. Young single men are often cited as the driving force behind this trend. This is SRN News. New plaques are on display under presidential portraits that President Trump has installed at the White House. Correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Elon Musk, already the world's richest man, scored another huge windfall Friday when the Delaware Supreme Court reversed a decision that deprived him of a $55 billion pay package. More details, SRNNews.com.